What's up, guys? It's Motivational Wednesday. I was doing some devotional this morning, and I came across a worship leader, and she was saying how God made us with intention and with purpose. God's plan has an intention, and it has a purpose. For many of us, that's hard to believe when we start to look at our past. In our current state of life, you see no purpose and you see no intention in what God is doing. For some of us who are molested, some of us who've been around toxic relationships, emotional instability, those who've had to endure countless and countless of abuse in your childhood and in your adulthood, you've had to deal with unemployment, you've had to deal with facing all these adversities in your life, and you're like, God, what is your intention? What is your purpose? Because I don't see it. Everything is happening around me, God, and you're telling me I have a purpose, and you're telling me you intended to do something in my life, but I don't see it. Sometimes we focus more of what we don't see, and we don't allow God to deposit what he sees in us. And there's so much that he sees. You don't have to be a pastor on the pulpit. You don't have to be the great praise and worship leader for God to reveal your purpose to you. But he sees you when you're doing all the other things. You can be that person on the street who's just proclaiming his name, who's just sharing the gospel of Jesus. He still sees you and he still has a purpose and intention for you. You could be that person who's in the hospital, who's minding to so many patients, that doctor, that nurse, that obstetrician, he still has a purpose for you. No matter where you are, there's a purpose and there's an intention that God has placed over your life. He shall fulfill that purpose despite what has happened and despite where you are currently. God loves you. He formed you in his likeness. He knew you before the foundation of the world. He knows every hair on your head. He knows what you don't see. He knows what everybody has spoken against you. And he still says, I have a purpose and a plan for you. Don't let outsiders, don't let the audience noise confuse you. God has a plan and a purpose, and it shall be fulfilled.